Are you serious? Are you serious? We have breaking news about President Trump's apparent arrest that may be going to take place Tuesday. The former president of the United States may be arrested Tuesday. We have breaking news on it. We also have what Mike from around the world predicted. And it's incredible. We're going to play from Mike from around the world, his own words. But first, let's put a shout out for www.healthwithpaul.com. That's www.healthwithpaul.com. Guys, seriously, collagen. It is the most incredible thing to help speed up your metabolism, but also it will increase your elasticity of your skin. Your hair will grow better, your fingernails. There's more flexibility in your joints. It takes down inflammation. Go to www.healthwithpaul.com. That's www.healthwithpaul.com. And get this now so you'll be healthier as you go. Now, Trump won't refuse to surrender. We're gonna hear from Mike Around the World in just a moment. But Trump won't refuse to surrender if indicted in New York City, according to lawyers. There won't be a standoff at Mar-a-Lago. This is a report just come out by Yahoo News. The former president, Donald Trump, will not refuse to surrender if the Manhattan district attorney criminally indicts him, his lawyers told the Daily News Friday. It won't be a standoff at Mar-a-Lago with Secret Service and the Manhattan's district attorney, Joe Tacopina. But the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, is believed to be on the cusp of nearing a charging decision in his office's long-running investigation into Trump and his business dealings. If Trump is charged, he must surrender to New York authorities and appear in court to enter a plea to the charges. A judge could theoretically agree to conduct the hearing remotely, but no criminal defendants are being arraigned virtually at present. So in other words, he's probably going to be told he has to go to New York. The district attorney staffers met with members of the New York Police Department's Intelligence Bureau and on Thursday for a preliminary meeting to address the security concerns ahead of the possible indictment. What is Trump's crime is what everybody's trying to figure out. What is the crime? Well, on Wednesday, Cohen, who is Michael Cohen, who is a former Trump attorney, testified before the grand jury hearing evidence in a probe that he paid hush money to Stormy Daniels to conceal an affair between the president and the porn star. Now, according to reports, Cohen testified under oath what the deal was and why he paid the $130,000 to Stormy Daniels and why Trump reimbursed him. The question is, it's a he said, he said. In other words, is Cohen telling the truth that that's why Trump paid him back $130,000? Because the billing documents from Cohen to Trump doesn't say anything about that. It just says for legal work done. And so then now he's going to say that's what the legal work has done. We don't know really what the truth is here, guys, but I want you to know this much. Every president faces something they never dreamed they would face. They would face something supernatural. And Mike from around the world explains this. Listen to what Mike from around the world said last Thursday night, before this news broke Saturday morning. Check this out. Unbelievable.
I've studied a lot on these bloodlines, especially on the monarchy out of England, of course. And you know, I think you and I talked about that when Queen Elizabeth died and Charles was king, and then pretty soon they're going to crown him king this summer. It's a big deal, isn't it? I mean, it's a big deal.
It changed.
I think you made the comment, it changed everything. There's certain things that can't be done except by a king. Does this mean that whether it's King Charles or maybe one of his heirs, but is there something about the British Empire, the British monarchy, that is of relevance to tying this whole thing together?
Well, sure. It's, you know, now in modern times, it's the British Empire.
Right.
Right. But keep in mind, these empires that still survive today were of the first empires of Earth. They were of the first.
Wow.
That's why the dragon is still that notable symbol.
Yeah.
That worshipped symbol there.
He still has the dragon. Symbol. Yeah. He still
that's right. The dragon. And that's why in the USA, during the second term of any president, right, that dragon becomes highly relevant. It's also why in the second term, every president changes. For somebody to take a second term, it requires absolute loyalty. And have you noticed decisions that are made during the second term of every single president? It's almost like they lose their campaign mindset and they go into the deep state mindset. Have you noticed that?
I noticed. Like, in other words, anyone that's elected president, no matter which party they're from, that first term is about fulfilling their promises they made. But that second term is like they're being led by a whole different force.
Yeah.
And their hair turns white.
Yes.
It's like they've had an encounter with something supernatural.
And they have.
Okay.
They have to meet something. They have to meet something in the second term. In fact, they've caught them on video, right? The videos are out there. And people should have seen them during their campaigns, but every single president gets a phone call in the middle of near the debate time, and they freeze. They stop. It's almost like the life is sucked out of them. They stop, and they don't see anything. They don't move. They don't blink. They don't do anything for about a minute and a half. And then after a minute and a half, they start looking around like they're coming back to themselves, and they go do what they do. All this is part of the real, you could say witchcraft that takes place in these kingdoms, right? But that's why all these kingdoms must be purged. Every single last one must be purged. They have to be purged. Because
so are these men, are they caught off guard? They didn't realize they were going to get hit with this?
Well, they agree to it. It's Pastor Paul, it's kind of like if a person makes you a deal, and in order for you to keep your lifestyle, they require your loyalty. Now, it's either you give up your lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
And break your loyalty and never be able to have position again. You're forced to make some decisions. You're just forced to make, and if they keep their lifestyle, believe me, they're compromised. They are compromised. Is there a way out? Is there a way out for them? Yes, it is. But here's the sad part. They believe that if they ever try to get out, they're going to lose everybody in their families.
Yeah.
They're going to lose everything they have. So they're kept there under threat. And they don't know that those powers can be broken by the blood of the Lamb. Yeah. They don't know that.
Okay.
Okay. I think the point he said, they don't know that those curses can be broken by the blood of the Lamb. And every president, according to Mike from the World, that gets a second term, he knows what he's got to do to get that term. And you might wonder about that. Is that why Trump got one term? And is he trying to get back to get another one term? Because it wouldn't be two terms. Okay, you got one term, and then you come back for another one term. So this is very interesting what we're hearing, tying this all together, and all of the distractions that are happening right now is shocking. Really, it's shocking that we're dealing with this. But Mike from the World said it. Every president has to have a supernatural encounter with an entity. And this is where the demons of hell, and this is where the reality of the spiritual wickedness in high places encounters humanity. Give your life to Jesus Christ. We're running out of time.